If there is such a thing as a souped-up electric car, the Tesla Model S is it. There's an upgraded 90-kilowatt battery and a ludicrous setting that takes it from 0 to 60 in just 2.9 seconds. It wowed Democratic Senator Oscar Brennan of Miami.
Hit the brakes on you. Oh yeah, I see that. Woof. You just kind of glide like you don't have an engine kind of revving up. It just kind of just moves. It just goes.
And just as electric car technology improves, so does the industry's political traction in Tallahassee. Carmakers have a relatively modest legislative agenda, and they also have the attention of Senate Transportation Chairman Jeff Brandis, a St. Petersburg Republican.
We're talking about what that might look like. So I think there's a lot of different opinions on how we can make electric vehicles more successful in Florida.
The industry is plugging a network of 50 high-speed charging stations from Pensacola to Miami. Each station would be installed at highway rest stops with a price tag of up to $40,000 each. Without them, a battery-powered car wouldn't make it from Orlando to Tallahassee. But the public wouldn't have to shoulder the entire infrastructure burden, says Anne Louise Seabury, an electric vehicle program manager for Florida Power and Light.
Places where privately funded infrastructure makes sense is in a destination location like a mall or a shopping center where it attracts the users to come to the business they charge while they're shopping and dining and that sort of thing.
Electric car supporters also want to prohibit homeowner associations from banning charging stations, and they don't think the law is strong enough to discourage traditional drivers from stealing electric car parking spaces. Brennan predicts electric cars will be the wave of the future, because real waves were already washing out roads in Miami Beach. Brennan and others blame climate change caused by fossil fuels.
Those type of things are scary, and they make you think, you know, will my kids or grandkids have a Miami, be able to call Miami-Dade home, or will they have to move to Orlando?
Brandis expects legislation to move quickly through his committee. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.